Here's Battle on the ball now. Back to Foster. Foster now midway into Tranmere's half. Infield, she comes with the ball. Looking out towards the left-hand side, finds Captain Kirsty Chambers on the left-hand side now of Tranmere's penalty box. Still with the ball, twisting and turning. Shot comes in, and it's in the bottom corner. And within the first minute of this game, well, that's a riposte to last week and a bit of a bounce back. Kirsty Chambers makes it 1-0, Paul.
Yeah, it was such a shock, my app has crashed.
Well, a great start by FC United there. I mean, Tranmere Rovers coming into this game unbeaten in the league, played seven, won the four and drawn the three. And, well, that's a great start. Ball played through there over the top for Houston to chase, but Jackson's out of a six-yard box and gets the ball.
Jackson back in goal this afternoon after missing last week's game.
Foster plays the ball forward. Fields helps it on there. And Battle beats the defender. Battle's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Surely this is 2-0. It is indeed FC United 2-0 up there. And as soon as Jess Battle was free there of the final defender for Tranmere Rovers, you knew exactly where that ball was going. And FC United, on 23 minutes, take a 2-0 lead. It's a penalty to FC United. 34 minutes on the clock here. Rebecca Foster to take this. And, check
hesitation.
Yeah. Pogba style. Here we go.
Oh, well.
To the keeper's left. The keeper goes right. And FC United take a 3-0 lead.
Well, that was a very professionally taken penalty fired into the corner with the goalkeeper going the other way.
Well, it's a corner to FC United. 35 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. 3-0 the score. It's Foster to take it. Foster towards an air post towards McCarrick. It's cleared, though. But it's going to go back out to Foster on that left-hand side, plays the ball square to Greenall. Greenall now charging forward, looking for a through ball. It deflects, it finds Chambers. Chambers misses the ball, finds Battle! And Battle doesn't miss them. 4-0, straight in towards the goalkeeper's right-hand side. Way beyond the reach of the goalkeeper, with authority. 36 minutes, FC United 4-0 up. Well, anyway, it's a free kick to Tranmere, just inside FC United's half. 44 minutes on the clock here. This ball's getting pumped towards FC United's penalty area. Into the area it goes, and it beats Davis. Mava just gets anything on it and gets the ball clear just about. But Tranmere back with possession now. It's with Walters. Walters plays the ball square there to Houston. Houston's got McCarrick for company, and McCarrick wins that battle. And now, is there a counter-attack here? I think there might be. Ball over the top there. Jess Battle's onside, motoring towards the penalty area, into the penalty area, shoots, slots it past the goalkeeper, and right on the stroke of half time, Jess Battle makes it 5-0. And here's Foster now, plays it to Carrington midway into FC United's half. Her pass is cut out though there, and played over the top there by Price, making Carrington turn, play the ball back to Jackson. A big thank you to everyone in the Brew Crew queue who let me jump the queue. That was much appreciated at half time. Nice ball over the top there by Greenall. Chambers is onside. Chambers crosses this ball into Battle on the back post. Saved by the goalkeeper.
It's in.
And in it goes. Kirsty Chambers' ball in there was a beaut. It was a beautiful ball for Greenall in the first place. Battle doesn't miss them. Maddock, though, very, very unlucky not to keep that out.
She tried so hard to keep that ball out, but it's gone in and it's just Battle's fourth. And we've had
a minute and a half.
We've had 78 seconds of the second half, and FC have scored their sixth.
Ball played infield. Here is Jones now. Jones plays the ball into the box. Shot comes in.
Oh, what a
finish. That's a peach of a finish there from Georgia Walters into the top corner. No saving that. And there goes FC United's clean sheet. And is this the comeback for Tranmere Rovers? It's 6-1, 58 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. Well, Tranmere back on the attack now, and it's with Houston. He shoots.
Oh, yes.
And in the space of a minute and a half, Tranmere Rovers have got a second goal. Houston there with a delightful lob. 59 minutes on the clock here. Ah, Tranmere on the way back, Paul. 6-2. Oh,
yeah, it's going to be one of those games by the look of it. That's two goals in the space of 52 seconds for the Merseysiders.
And it is getting a bit jittery, this. Cross comes in, and look how many numbers Tranmere Rovers have got here. Shot comes in, cleared by Foster. And it's nice edge of your seat stuff all of a sudden. Here's Wood. Cross comes in. Davis wins it. is Fields. Fields with a nice ball there to release Battle. Battle here, the only red shirt in the Tranmere half, into the penalty area. 7-2, and after a brief jittery spell, that's probably it. Is it?
Well,
60 minutes gone, 7-2, is it? Gene now with a ball out towards his left-hand side, finds McCarrick. McCarrick now looking to take on Uldred and succeeds. McCarrick now towards the byline she goes. There's no one in the box, so does a Cruyff turn. On her right foot, crosses this ball in. Cleared on his far as Cara Fields.
Oh, yes. And there's your player of the match.
Well, what do you say?
She does tend to score the spectacular.
That was brilliant, wasn't it? What a superb finish that was. The goalkeeper just stood there and watched it sail to her right-hand side. Into the net it goes. And with 2.5 minutes left, 8-2.
Katie Maddock was just rooted to the line there and just admired it as it flew into this corner.
We all did.